I've gone to see Will Raymer to talk to him about music. Raymer is founder and frontman of the death metal band Mortician.
Hello.
It's a nice suburban home, and his parents welcome me inside, where Raymer leads me to his workroom.
Whoa.
Surrounded by thick barbells, stacks of CDs, and black concert posters, we sit down on a couch to chat. We're in the basement.
Do you remember the first record that you ever bought as a kid?
My parents got me Kiss, I think it was Alive too. That was the first record I think I actually listened to.
Remember, what was your favorite song from that?
I think, Calling Dr. Love. It was about seven years old.
How did you get from that into the whole hard death metal scene?
It was like Gene Simmons. It was like the first horror image I've ever seen in a band before. The bat, all that, wings and everything. It was cool. It was fascinating. I tried to dress like him all the time. And then I got into Judas Priest and Black Sabbath and all those bands from the 70s. Then when I heard Venom, that's really what changed everything. The music was just the heaviest, everything about it. It's really good. And that made me decide I wanted to play. Eventually, later on, when I grew up.
For a decade, Mortician has been creating some of the most bracing, pummeling music there is.
I just wanted to create something just even heavier than it was ever out there before. So I combined a lot of influences of the old bands like Autopsy and Old Terrorizer, Old Napalm Death. Kind of threw it into a blender, mixed them up. And also, I was really into horror movies at the time. And I figured I'd mix the horror and the music together and just come out with the heaviest stuff possible. And that's how we came up with Mortician.
Raymer has a thick ponytail of long black hair and a bunch of menacing tattoos. And though I might be distracted by photographs of him bare-chested and wielding an axe, what I notice in person is that he's soft-spoken and quite handsome.
How do the lyrics come into all this? Where do those images come from? I'm assuming that's not actually going on down here in the basement, so I want to know, what's the bridge between what you're singing about and the way you actually live your life?
Well, obviously, if I was living my life the way I sang, I'd be in a mental institution, I'd be dead already. It's just entertainment, just like movies. I'd say about 3/4 is about movies. There's some other songs about the end of the world, you know, different other topics, you know, just mutilation in general. You know.
All right, I have to say, I don't get it. So I'm looking to one of my favorite musicians for help. Drew Daniel plays electronic music in a duo called Matmos. But he's been a metal fan for years. Daniel is also getting his PhD in English at the University of California at Berkeley, where he's taught classes on the cultural history of evil in the arts. He got into metal from listening to hardcore punk.
The bridge for me was really that this band, The Misfits, who had the exact same sort of blood-soaked, it was a real sort of Vincent Price horror schlock, but used against, you know, the perceived sort of normal world.
Though our normal world has been feeling increasingly more precarious lately, it's pretty true that for recent generations growing up in the 80s and 90s, there wasn't much of a feeling of tangible threat to our immediate lives. We just felt so protected.
The more stable our environments are, I think people want to lift up the skin and see what's underneath. I know I did growing up in a suburb and feeling that there was something unspeakable that I wasn't being shown, and you seek out highly stylized representations of it.
Maybe this explains Mortician's new release, Darkest Day of Horror.
Yeah, it's a continuation of our zombie apocalypse CD. It's like part 3 of the Living Dead series. So it's a continuation of that with the zombies. And it's just better produced, a little more brutal than the previous releases. It's total horror.
I saw probably hundreds of horror films, you know, between the age of, say, 9 and 17. Horror movies were my babysitter.
I think the first really big horror movie I seen was The Shining. In the theaters. I was about 9 years old. It was just fascination, just being, you know, get that chills, you know, in the movies, to see that kind of stuff, you know. at a young age.
Will Raymer is a decent person who writes about cruelty, torture, and murder, things we pay to watch in horror movies, but don't talk about in polite company. This level of taboo is why he writes these songs, why his fans love them, and why I'm avoiding reading the lyrics to you right now.
You know, there's that famous Baudelaire quote, "The charm of horror tempts only the strong."
Most people who are into death metal are completely sincere in their devotion and serious about the vibe they're cultivating. There's no wink-wink kind of feeling about it.
I'm not into the mixing the comedy with the horror nowadays. It's just stupid, you know?
Irony is a sort of, you know, condom of the mind that stops you from having contact. And I think there's a longing for the unrepresentable, you know, in metal. That's part of why it takes language and obliterates it. I think there's this interest in thresholds, in pushing the sonic thresholds of experience. You know, how low can it be? How grating can it be?
It took about a year of practicing. I'm gonna inhale.
It's this willingness to go that distance without apology that knits death metal groups with their fans.
It's a much different scene than the real popular stuff because you know most of your fans. Usually we hang out with the fans before we even play, so we get to know everybody. And then we see the same people in front of the stage. It's much more of a friendly atmosphere, you know? I like it, I enjoy it.
And if I still don't really get it, honestly, who cares? I mean, maybe death metal is simply like being in love, that you just know it when you feel it.
It's just been a big fascination, you know? It's just fun for me, really. You know? I pretty much live a normal life.
For Studio 360.
Can you say my name like that?
Sarah Lilly.
I'm Sarah Lilly. I wanna go to the devil, I wanna be evil, I wanna spit